BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Includes an extreme Christmas innuendo bingo. Chris on his own, on his back, being fed festive custard, mulled wine and gravy, cause Christmas. The world's unluckiest man in love, we speak to him ahead of relationship transfer deadline day tomorrow. Oh, and it's Fat Tuesday, so Charlie Slough's on.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Miguel, the king of Mallorcan lardy cake, there with coffee on Radio 1.
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
1.
Yep, you have to listen to the show a lot to get that joke. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills here. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I'm good. That coffee song, I've forgotten how good it is.
You were like, this song is epic.
It's one of those that I'm just finding a link to put on my Facebook. You know where you get a bit emotional and you put stuff on your Facebook? I don't know why I love that song. What's wrong with me today?
Just after 1 o'clock. What's up with you? It's normally 2 a.m. you do this.
What's in the video? There's no coffee in it.
No, disappointing. Well done to me then. I've just eaten half of one of the team's lunch.
Error.
Real error there. I'm so sorry. Just eating the vegetable bun. My mum was with meat.
Yeah, and do you know...
Why can't he have ham?
So what you've done is you've eaten the one veggie option, and because we've eaten half of it, and then because of that, because you can't just swap, because of obvious reasons, you're now tucking into your lunch. Mm. So what you've actually wangled yourself is lunch and a half.
I have. I've just got lunch and a half. Why can't he have ham? Can't he even have wafer thin?
No way. He's not allowed ham.
Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, we're on, and Innuendo Mingo is happening at 1:45 today. Seems to be a lot of people out for their Christmas lunch today, doesn't there?
Oh, have you checked your emails?
There's so many emails at the moment.
It's incredible this here. And what's amazing is when a department here at Radio 1 go out for their lunch, so let's say it's, I don't know, the people that look after the website, they send an email today. Oh, just a heads up, just popping out for our team lunch.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll be on our mobiles though.
So
I'm getting quite a lot of those today internally here at the Radio 1.
Does that mean then I'm in charge of the website right now?
I mean, if there was an emergency, I imagine so, yes.
It's like any department can go away, just do the lunch, just send a quick email out. Yeah. Sorry, we're away for the afternoon for lunch. It's like, hello, we're still on.
Yeah, Radio 1 must continue. It's on 24 hours.
But there's loads of these emails. I've had an idea though, Scott, and yeah. I don't know if it's a good idea or something which could get me in trouble. I'm saying, why don't we... Because loads of them will be out on their email anyway.
Yeah, they'll be checking on their phone, yeah.
So why don't we send an all-staff email just informing everyone that we've popped out for our Christmas team lunch?
Oh, I like it. Yeah, say it's our Christmas lunch today.
And just say we're away for the afternoon. If you need to get hold of us, just get us on one of our mobiles. And let's just see if anyone panics.
Okay, do it. I'm scared. Are you going to send an all-staffer? Do all-staff.
Yeah, so look.
All of Radio 1 will get this email. So some people will just skim it and go, oh, whatever. But some people will be probably a little bit scared and will worry because we're supposed to be on air. What are you putting?
All right, here we go. So if I just write, hello, just a reminder that the Scott Mills team are having their Christmas lunch today and will be out of office for the rest of the afternoon. If you need us, give one of the team a call.
That's great. Perfect.
Should I send?
Send.
Okay, I've sent. It feels
yes.
naughty.
Let's see if anyone is bothered.
BBC Radio 1.
Has anyone replied to our we're on a team lunch email yet?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it'd take a while for this email to filter through, but so I emailed all of Radio 1 staff just saying, hello, just a reminder that the Scott Mills team are having their Christmas lunch today and we'll be out of office for the rest of the afternoon. If you need us, give one of the team a call. And one of our bosses has been on, as in like one of, you know, one of the big bosses here.
Right. Saying?
Have a stuffing ball for me.
Oh, does she not realise that we're on?
I don't know. She's heard this.
And, oh, is it the one been... I think it is?
Yeah.
She's massively important.
So, I mean, we've had a couple of other staff on as well saying, no, please, we need innuendo bingo. So they obviously know what's happening.
Oh, so at least some people are listening in the office. So that's always good. She really replied that.
She replied, have a stuffing ball for me.
Reply back.
The
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm really, really looking forward to Innuendo Bingo today. There's no guest. It's just Chris on his own. And we haven't done this for ages. We're going to make it kind of extreme Christmas Innuendo Bingo. So Chris will be lying on his back on the floor with goggles on, and we'll be feeding him a mixture of festive custard, gravy, and mulled wines, with some water as a little palate cleanser in between.
It puts me in a very vulnerable position, this feels.
So basically, it will come out of his mouth, but then, of course, go all over his face. It's my favourite. I often watch the one that we did with Spaghetti Hoops.
So weird.
Just of an evening sometimes, with a glass of wine in the comfort of my own home. It's coming up at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, now is the time. Get your phone on the Radio 1 website. Get it on your laptop or your computer if you're at work. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Cameras are on, and we're about to go extreme on bingo today.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Treat yourself. Watch a bit of Innuendo Bingo on your lunch break today. Let me know if you're watching. Alan from Chesterfield is getting ready to watch Bingo on his 50-inch plasma TV. Yeah, he is. David's been on in Bournemouth watching. Adam Worcester says, I might give my lunch a miss until after Chris has made a mess of himself on Bingo. I feel a bit queasy already. Oh, you are going to have a treat if you watch this. Chris is lying down on his back in what looks like an England football onesie, right?
Yeah, it's a festive onesie.
Very good. I know you really don't like it when we play it on your own, but it's actually my favourite thing. So, we have... you know the girl that you can hear sometimes in the background giggling? Today we've dressed her as an elf. You can hear her already. There she is. She loves it. And Chris, the elf, is going to be feeding you the various liquids that we've got, because it's Christmas time on Innuendo Bingo, which means instead of water today, we've got mulled wine, custard... Festive custard, what's in that? And some gravy.
I think that it's the combining of the ingredients that's the problem here.
Rob from Swansea says, I've ordered pizza to the office, all ready for Innuendo Bingo. He's making a real event of it. Okay. Please watch this. You can hear his little bells jingling, or is that the elf's bells?
That's the elf.
Hello, elf.
It's a giggling elf.
Okay. Now, what would we like first? This is one to watch today, definitely. I think a bit of... Would you like to start off with a little bit of, like, Christmas gravy? Fancy
right,
that?
All right.
Yeah.
Let me goggle up.
Okay, he's got his goggles on. He's lying on his back. Obviously, instead of going out forwards like the water would normally do, he's lying on his back so it will go back on him.
Come on then, elf.
So, elf, if you could feed him a little bit of the... what happened there? Yes? The festive gravy, please. Go on. You know how much of a mouthful to take, Chris. You do this a lot. Firstly, we're going over to BBC One's The Apprentice. Now, Lord Sugar has years and years of experience, but it is good to know that there are still some things he's yet to achieve. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I've been around for a long time, you know. I've been in business for nearly 50 years, OK? And, of course, I've come across a lot of Garys. I've come across a lot of Richards also. And haven't come across many Charlenes.
Oh, it's my eye. How's that happened?
This is great. Lord Sugar there with years of experience.
And haven't come across many Charlenes.
There's still time. Pete and Scunthorpe sent that one in.
Thank you, Elf.
I don't really think we need to mop him up much after each one, do we?
Okay.
I think so. Just enjoy it on your face. More gravy, please.
More gravy? The spooning thing doesn't really work, does it, Elf?
Just drink it. Now it's match of the day. And it's Sunderland versus Watford, your team. Now, I don't know much about football, but is this sometimes, Chris, why you look so annoyed on a Monday?
It's just not falling for Sunderland. It increasingly looks like being one of those days... when no matter how hard they try, it just will not go in.
Gravy up the nose.
Oh,
I saw it go up there.
It's up my nose.
Gravy up the nose. Okay, let's change it a bit. Can we have some custard, please, Elf? Joe in Aberdeen says, why am I watching this before lunch? It's so wrong, yet so right. The elf has a really cute giggle. That's from Tom in Southampton. Got your custard there?
We've got a classic now from World's Weirdest Event on BBC Two. And something that I think none of us would expect to find in the desert.
Sweeping across the desert floor, engulfing everything in its way.
Her boobs can be massive.
Oh, custard spray there.
Her boobs can be massive.
Yeah, it's the storm her boobs there.
Her boobs can be massive.
Oh, it's such a good one.
What? No, not water. What should we have? Mulled wine, please.
Okay.
Robin Oxford says, I'm not sure what makes me more proud to be British. Innuendo bingo, extreme, or the fact that we launched our first astronaut today. You got your mulled wine there?
Mm-hmm.
You know Anita Rani? Yes? You know Anita Rani? Chris? Mm-hmm. You know Anita Rani?
Mm-hmm.
She does Countryfile and was cruelly axed from Strictly Come Dancing at the weekend with Gleb. And Anita can't wait to have a go on this machine.
This is basically state of the art, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the latest model. It works by driving over the top of the bush and there's two sets of vibrating fingers.
You okay, hon?
Oh, my nose is having a mare.
Oh. Anita there checking out a new BlackBerry harvesting machine. Thank you to Chris in West Wales for emailing that one over.
It works by driving over the top of the bush and there's two sets of vibrating fingers.
Okay, good.
It's minging.
Custard, please.
Elf.
Elf. I'm not even watching this. It's making me want to throw up, says Joe on the M20. Ben in Essex says, this is your day job, Starkey. Yes. So many comments about the elf's laugh. They love it. Now, over on BBC Radio 2, it's Steve Wright. Now, Steve's been broadcasting for years, legend. But I do sometimes worry that because he's been on so long, he forgets he's on air sometimes. OK, we've lost him already. That is brilliant with the custard there. All over the face. We've got some more there.
Mm-hmm. I can't deal with the singing. I'm doing Enya.
Yes.
That was me doing Enya.
It's your absolute favourite.
Oh, this is a mess.
It is a mess. Can we have some more custard, please? It's very effective.
I can't see a thing out the goggles, Elf, because but that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
No, don't worry. You're very keen to wipe.
Nah. Custard, please.
That was me doing Enya.
Got some more sport now. And here's Niki Lauda on the F1. Telling us about a very eventful weekend that Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Raikkonen had recently.
Are there any positives to take out of Raikkonen's performance this weekend? Because at least he was on the pace of Sebastian during the race and he was being opportunistic with his moves at least.
No, Raikkonen tried as hard as he could. Sebastian blew him off in the end, this is clear. And he blew himself off.
Oh, my nose.
You okay there?
It's just all going up my nose.
Sebastian blew him off in the end, this is clear. And he blew himself off.
I actually can see why you like sport so much now. Yeah. Remember, if you spot an innuendo bingo, send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks. Okay, what should we have now? Some gravy, I think.
Why?
Nice bit of gravy. Go on.
We've done more gravy than anything else.
Oh, would you like some custard then, hon?
What about water?
No, no, just what would you rather, custard or gravy?
Custard.
Custard, yes, is the right answer. I don't know why I love this so much, but I do. Got your custard there? Mm. Chris, do you think your tonguing technique is good or could be improved? Please take some clips from this tip, this particular clip.
That is much more control than first two vowels.
But there's tonguing and all that that goes into it.
There is. I mean, something we practice. You know, if you tongue, you say ta 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 ta. If you want to tongue faster, you make a noise in your throat between these. So rather than da da da, you go. If you slow that down, it's dig 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 dig.
Oh, it's gone down my neck. Oh, it's horrible because you laugh and then you're punished for laughing.
Oh, there's so many people watching this today.
Oh, we're nearly done.
Yeah. Trumpeter Alistair McKay there teaching you how to dazzle audiences by playing instruments really fast.
So rather than da da da, you go.
Now, Chris, we can't have you playing solo in your bingo and not play your favourite clip.
Oh, come on in.
Water. No, not water. What should we have? Mulled wine.
Come on in.
Mulled wine, please.
Got a feeling I know what this is. Ken.
Let's head over to the golf course. Oh. Come on then.
Sorry, Elf, I think I spat at you there. Okay, bro.
Rachel says, is it weird that I find Chris quite hot right now? Yes. Let's head over to the golf course of, and we find out how one of the greats, Ken Brown, used to cope with the... used to cope with the wintry weather.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Is the wind getting stronger, Paul?
Yes, it is, Sam. It's gusting. It's also a chill to it as well.
Can get very cold, Lynx golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Oh, Chris. That was Extreme Innuendo Bingo with Chris on Radio 1 and on the Radio 1 website. Thank you very much for listening and watching today. How are you feeling right now?
Stuffed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1, everyone. But it's Christmas, so all absolutely fine.
I did. I really did see Mummy kissing Santa Claus. You gotta believe me. You just gotta believe me. Come on, fellas, believe me. You just gotta believe me.
That's just a weird song. It's weird. But your mum getting off with Father Christmas.
Rules go out the window at Christmas, though, don't they?
Weird. Before that, it was Rectory 2, All Right With Me, and it's Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Have you seen the Radio 1 Breakfast Show Twitter? You know Grimmy's doing Grimmy's Christmas gifts, and it's little gifts.
Mm.
This one just popped up of Harry Styles in 2001 showing me his massage face. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
We were talking about massages on the show.
It's where he squeezes his face together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's doing very, very well online right now at R1 Breakfast. It's one of Grimmy's Christmas gifts, and what a gift it is.
It's the gift that keeps on gifting.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know December is the time of year where you kind of get all reflective about the year you just had. This year, we're doing something a bit different at Radio 1, and basically, we do need your help. It's a really ambitious challenge that we've started here, but your help can make this happen. We've talked about it before. You've heard about it a lot on Radio 1. It's 1 million hours. So just a few hours of your time can really change the lives of someone who is in need. So
It's all about getting you to pledge not money, but time to those that need it the most. So we're running it all across 2016. And basically, as we head towards Christmas, wouldn't it be nice if you could pledge just an hour or a couple hours or 3 or 4 hours or whatever you can manage, because I know everyone's busy, of your time. And anyone can get involved in this. So many people have already, so thank you if you have. If you go to the Radio 1 website, there's loads of information on there and kind of different opportunities, which you probably quite enjoy helping out with. We're working with four different charities: Cancer Research UK, Barnardo's, who focus on children, Oxfam, who focus on poverty and international issues, and also Age UK, who look after people in later life. So all the opportunities that they're on offer on the Radio 1 website, and also you can find out how to pledge and sign up there. So it's all about spreading the word. Tell everybody. Maybe you could head to one of these charities with a couple of your mates.
Yeah, and do you know what? It's really tricky because people are busy, and obviously in your spare time it might seem really kind of, I don't know, even though you might want to do some volunteering, you might not feel like you've got the time for it after a busy day at college or work. And I guess what we're just trying to encourage people to do is, well, look into it, you know, and you might find that, try it once, volunteer to do an hour, and you might find that it's something that you want to do more and more. You might not, but at least entertain the idea and give it a go, and you can do something really good.
Make sure you use the hashtag as well, hashtag 1 million hours, and the one is a number one, hashtag 1 million hours. Chris went to Corby, remember, a couple of weeks ago to try and get the whole town rallied up to pledge some support, to pledge some time.
It was really exciting. We just wanted to get one town excited about what Radio 1 are trying to achieve. Let's see if we can make it work in one town. Let's go there. Let's spend 48 hours there. Get as many people pledging volunteering hours.
And that's going to be on Radio 1 a week today.
Yeah. On Radio 1 in the evening at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. So we're running it across 2016. Please, even if you go to the website and have a look and see if you can fit it in. We're trying to reach 1 million hours of volunteering time pledged by the end of next year. It would be really good if you could do some.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Nick Brewer. Is that off The Apprentice, Nick Brewer?
Yes.
Countdown.
No, we've said this before. Nick Hewer is The Apprentice guy. Two very different people.
Yes.
Who's the one that I've got confused with? You know where I've got confused with Jay Leno and Jay Leto before. But there was another...
Jared Leto and Jay Leno. One's an American chat show host. One's in 30 Seconds to Mars.
And there was another one recently.
What was it?
There was...
Was it Mary Portas and Gregory Porter?
Possibly, but there was there was another one that sounded like an American talk show host, and I remember saying to you, it sounds like an American talk show host.
I don't know. So it's the Radio 1 and One Extra Christmas party tonight. I'm ready for it. I've lined the stomach. I've had 1.5 lunches because I ate half of someone else's on the team by mistake.
Took the veggie option as well there, Mills.
Who knew
he
didn't,
treat yourself?
Didn't eat ham. Didn't know that. What we're saying tonight, are you going to make a beast of yourself like 2010, or are we just doing a couple of pints and going home?
No.
2010 was a vintage you.
That was. It wasn't 2010. It was 2012. And
Was it?
Yeah, I don't. We're not going to repeat that because that was silly. But everyone has a silly time at their Christmas party, right? At some point, you make that mistake. Actually, ones to watch this year are.
I like ones to watch. Who are we watching?
No, come on, we can't play that game.
Oh, I've had such good times at that event before. Do you remember the one where we took Fern for a drink and she had to drink out of a plastic glass and she'd never done that before?
Yeah.
Never been a student. And the time I ended up doing karaoke with Annie Mack.
Do you remember Matt Edmondson saying that he is laying on a roast? Oh, no, we said this in Real or No Real yesterday. He's laying on a roast today.
It is today, isn't it?
For the weekend daytime DJs.
Yeah. So Alice is there, Dev. Who else is there?
Danny Howard, Kel. Apparently they're all running late in typical DJ fashion. Who would have thought that trying to get 4 or 5 DJs in a room would be so difficult?
I know. Well, so has he got the roast cooked and just kind of like put his feet up and waiting for people to turn up?
He sent me a screen grab of excuses people are making. I've just seen Dev in the office.
No way!
15 minutes ago. I was told not to say anything.
Debbie, roast's going cold. Is he supposed to be there now, isn't he?
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
There is so much to look forward to. Christmas, obvs, and tomorrow, relationship transfer deadline day is back. Now in its third year, we believe it's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas. So, the relationship transfer window closes at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Anyone in a relationship after that deadline has to stay with their partner until the new year, and those are the rules. We have got an amazing team bringing you all the coverage from the day's events, the breakups and the breakdowns. Ollie Murs in the sky, Chris Kamara, relationship transfer deadline veteran, Joe Sugg in charge of the internet, the Vamps in the terms and conditions HQ, Alice Levine monitoring all your texts and calls, my glamorous assistant Chris Stark, and me. I'm the anchor. Tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I feel quite festive today, actually.
Yeah, more so now, right?
Definitely, yeah. When are we having our stressful shopping trip for you to get all your presents? Christmas Eve again?
Deal with that another time. Yeah, also, when are you bringing in that jumper?
You always say that.
Told me about.
Hang on, I've got a jumper that's...
Won't happen before Christmas.
It can fit two of us. It will. I'll bring it in tomorrow. Did you hear North Star... caller, if you want something really festive, listen to Greg's North Star caller from yesterday with Father Christmas. It was amazing.
Hello, Amelie speaking.
Ah, hello there, Amelie. It's Father...
Hello, Daddy.
And it's not Daddy, it's Father Christmas, Amelie.
He's a mistake.
We've all done it.
We've all done it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. Hello, everyone. Who's this?
It's Ben.
Hey, Ben. What's going on? It's Scott.
Hiya. I was listening to the show yesterday.
Right.
And you were talking about that relationship transfer deadline.
Yes, it's happening tomorrow. Relationship transfer deadline day. I couldn't be more excited, Ben.
Well, I wish I knew about this a few years ago because, basically, I actually have been dumped on Christmas Day for 3 consecutive years.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
On Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day, yeah.
Well, you're obviously going out with idiots, Ben.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's not the same person every year, is it?
Well, the first 2 years, yeah, because what happened was he texted me on Christmas Day telling me, yeah, he was supposed to come on to my house for a meal and basically texted me saying it was over. And then we actually got back together in the new year and then he did the exact same thing to me the year afterwards.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. And after 2 Christmas Day dumpings by the same person, you thought, maybe I'll get rid.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And then on the third year, you met someone new and they dumped you on Christmas.
Yeah, well, basically what happened was I was only with this person for about a few weeks and then it was actually Christmas Eve night, but he just got past 12 o'clock and I was on the phone to him and basically, yeah, it was over again.
Oh, Ben.
No.
That's rubbish.
It's awful.
You should be third time lucky as well. That's the rule. So what year are we on now? 4th year of giving this a go.
Yeah, well, I've decided to remain single now over Christmas period in the hopes I'll actually have a decent Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, it probably did spoil your Christmas day a little bit.
Yeah.
3 times.
Oh, yeah, I was absolutely, especially the first year, I was absolutely heartbroken. I was devastated. Like, he was supposed to come round for a meal, like even had like a place set at the table, Christmas presents. I know.
Oh, I wish I could call this person.
That would be a great feature, wouldn't it?
Do you know what? If we were allowed, that would be so good.
Well, you can pass on the details. You can ring him if you want.
I think this calls for some sad music, actually, Ben.
Does it?
Come on, let's have a
group hug.
Let's have a group hug and get emotional together.
Come on, Ben.
Yeah.
See, this is why you do Relationship Transfer Deadline Day, to stop terrible things like this happening. It's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas.
Mm. It is. Heartbreaking.
Ben, if you could, with this music playing, set the scene for us exactly what could happen if you don't observe the rules of Relationship Transfer Deadline Day.
Well, it's Christmas morning. Christmas presents are out, getting the turkey in the oven, and then get a text message telling me that is over. Christmas ruined.
Rubbish.
Don't like that. And how were you feeling after you received that text, Ben?
Oh, I was heartbroken. I was devastated. Ruined Christmas for me.
Yeah, completely ruined it.
But sure, it does put you off your food, a dumping, actually.
Yeah, it does.
That's the worst thing.
I was literally, everybody was having a laugh and a joke at the table, and there was me sort of sat there thinking about things with my head to my hands.
Not eating, just drinking from the bottle.
Exactly, yeah, a lot of drinks got consumed that night, definitely.
Occasionally getting aggressive, perhaps.
Yeah. We've all done it.
Swearing at Nan, that kind of thing.
Blaming her for everything. Oh, Ben, right, okay. See, this is a great thing for relationship transfer deadline day. Because some people say it's too cruel, you know, what we're doing. But it's not cruel. It's crueler
it's
to
not,
dump someone.
I just wish I knew about this transfer deadline. It would have saved me a lot of heartache over Christmas.
It really would, Ben. And the three times you were dumped, they obviously didn't know about it either, did they?
No.
So, Ben, what's your deal at the moment? You're a free agent, are you?
I am a free agent, yes.
Okay.
Well, do you know what? That's brilliant over the festive period.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best thing for at least I can have a decent Christmas this year.
Yeah. Oh, mate, enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah, will do.
You're not thinking of doing a last minute job, are you?
No.
Getting together with somebody?
No, I'll stay clear until the new year, I think.
Stay clear, I would.
Yeah, well, you've got until Wednesday to decide, but I think you're making the right move.
I think you can't make it 4 years in a row. However, if it is, do let us know.
Yeah. If you do happen to meet someone tonight.
Tonight.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing tonight, nothing. Right.
Are there any situations where you could be meeting someone potentially up to Christmas?
Well, I was supposed to be going for a drink with my friend, but
no,
I'm not sure yet.
Stay in.
Stay in.
Stay away.
Lock the doors. Right, good to speak to you, Ben. Right.
Good to meet you too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's Charlie Sloth.
Yeah! Hogash! Inside the place. Splash in your face. Ask your mum.
Bing, bang, boom. Here he
Bosch.
Is. Bosch. Bosch. You'd be so proud of me today, fam.
What happened, cuz?
I had 1.5 lunches.
Oh, my God. You are a legend, fam.
By mistake, because...
How can you have 1.5 lunches by mistake?
Well, I tucked into one of the teams, and his was a vegetarian because he doesn't eat ham for some reason.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So mine was supposed to be with ham.
He'd got halfway through it.
Yeah.
And then said, oh, I've just realised this is someone else's lunch. So we end up then going back to his lunch. They couldn't swap.
I've done that a few times, but I can't lie, I've done it intentionally.
All the food's for me.
Done long.
Winter bulking's on now, though.
Obviously, that's what I'm into this time of year, just stocking up. Actually, I've brought you guys a present.
Oh, you always good.
Yeah,
look, give good presents. What is
this
that?
This is a present I've just brought for you. I've actually I've put a lot of thought into that present.
It's from a kebab store, Charlie. Yeah. It's sweets from a kebab store. It's got the name of the kebab shop
How
on it.
How about that?
Oh, let's have a look.
How about that? Look at that.
Oh, is it a bit of baklava? All right, I'll chuck
yes.
it.
Yes.
Is it?
Ooh. Where's my present?
Oh, it's
that's not a real present.
What do you mean it's not a real present?
Well, it's not really. You've obviously had a kebab for lunch and on the way out, taken the sweets.
No.
No. That's not a present.
It's actually Turkish delight. Hello.
I actually thought about you guys, yeah?
Yeah, you did, to be fair.
What can I get them? What do they like?
You went there for lunch, did you?
Yeah.
Someone's doing all right.
I just took the team there for lunch. We had champagne and kebabs.
Whoa.
Oh, shh.
Before the show.
That's you all over. That would be the name of your album, that is. Champagne and kebabs.
Great name. Great
that's
name.
All over.
I understand why you're bulking, because it's the Radio 1 and 1 Extra Christmas party tonight.
It is.
Are you going in?
I'm going out always.
Yeah.
Are you going in tonight, though?
I'm going in.
Last year, I looked for you, you went missing early.
True that.
I did. I went missing in action quite early, actually.
Why is that?
Can't remember, actually. But tonight, I'm all about it.
Are we turning up tonight?
Yeah, we're turning up.
100.
Get over. Yeah, that's going to happen.
It's going to be a zoo, mate.
It's
going to be a zoo.
Do you know, in the history of me partying with One Extra... The history of me partying with One Extra and Radio 1 DJ, there's only ever been one DJ. One DJ who's ever kept up with me. And that's you, Mills.
Is it?
You're the only one who's been able to go toe-to-toe with a Slothster.
Isn't it?
Everyone else, they just fall by the wayside.
Remember that big weekend?
That was a big one, wasn't it?
That was a big weekend.
That was a pate.
How many Fat Tuesdays are there before Christmas, by the way? It's only one more, isn't it?
No, I'm not here next week.
You're not here next week, so is this the final one?
I take a week off for Christmas, don't I?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, all right, Mariah. And here's today's Real or No Reels. So this is the last Fat Tuesday, festive Fat Tuesday.
A new app has been developed that wakes you up early if there are delays on your way to work or school.
I know the answer. I need this. I know. I've got it.
I mean, that's very clever. That's very, very clever.
So obviously, I guess it works with your alarm, but it kind of like checks using GPRS or whatever.
Well, have you GPS? Noticed? Have you noticed when you make regular journeys on the new software on the iPhone, it now lets you know if there's any delays or how long it's going to take you to get to that regular journey.
How does it do that?
Because I'm not sure.
It's clever.
The technology, I don't know how it works, but it works. Because every day before I set off for work, as soon as I leave my front door, I get an alert on my phone to tell me how long it's going to take to get to the BBC.
It's frustrating, though, because it's good to be able to have an excuse every now and then, isn't it? My train's delayed. Mm. You know, whatever. It means you're late for school, but you've got an excuse. You can't help it, you know?
So it wakes you up earlier if there's delays on your way to work or school. Oh. If this is true, then this is a game changer. Is it real or not
real?
Yeah,
but not in a good way for me, I don't think.
100% real.
I worry this is real.
That one is real.
Yes. Why are you worried, Chris?
It just means no one has an excuse anymore. You should be very worried, Scott.
Yeah.
Just round the corner.
Hey!
You would tell the app your normal journey into work, and if there were delays, it would wake you up early enough to take an alternative route. It doesn't say the name of it, though, does it? I suppose that's advertising, isn't it?
Yes. Mm.
Yeah. Find it yourself. And next.
A leaked email has revealed that the title of the next Ed Sheeran album will be Open Bracket.
Now, Ed says he's taking a break from social media at the moment. And from, just from...
That's life. Why he didn't get back to my DM. Yeah. I thought he was being rude.
No, no, he's just having a bit of a break. He says that if you love him, you'll understand. Mm. Cool. Even friends and family.
Well, his last one was Multiply, just an X. Yeah. So this one's an open bracket. The problem is that accompanied by a closed bracket means something else, doesn't it? I think.
Yes.
So he's running a risk there.
Mm. So is it going to be called Open Bracket?
Wait. Explain that to me, Chris.
No. But what else could he use? I'm just looking on the keypad here. I'm not sure what else he could...
What does it mean with the open bracket and the closed bracket?
What about forward slash? That could be good.
They don't say forward slash no more.
No?
No, it's just slash now.
Okay.
Yeah. F5.
F5 is a good name.
It's a good album name, isn't it?
Good name. Yeah, that is a good name.
Is this real, then? Does Ed Sheeran, when he does have this new album out, which he says is on its way, is it going to be called Open Bracket?
I just think the fact that this has come from a leaked email, which is a bit I think it's no real.
I'm going to say no real as well.
That one is no real.
I know.
There was no leaked email. Why are they ho?
Don't know, it just sounds a bit ho.
But Ed did say in his statement at the weekend that his third album was on the way and was the best thing he'd made so far, but he is getting off the social medias for a bit, just having a bit of a break.
And he would say that. You have to say that, don't you?
Yeah. I can't cope with all the hiatuses at the moment. Got Ed, got One Direction. Don't like it. And finally...
Radio 1 and One Extra DJ Charlie Sloth doesn't believe that anyone has ever been to space.
Now, the problem here is...
That's a load of nonsense.
The problem here
is... What? Who said that?
Charlie said this.
Who even said that? Charlie... I didn't even say that.
Here we go.
I didn't say that. As if I don't know that anyone's been to space.
Charlie Sloth last week said...
No, I didn't.
...that he didn't believe that any pictures that were taken from the moon of Earth were actually real. Okay.
Who said that?
Who said that?
You're putting words into my mouth. I'm gonna call my lawyer.
There's
fam.
Millions my of people legal who team hurt you sick, say fam. This. You ridiculous human.
This is libel right now.
When did he say it?
This just caps off a year of lies.
Did you hear me say it, Scott? No, you didn't. Why are you making this up for, Chris?
He just. The 2015.
Why are you trying to avoid our friendship?
2015 has been a massive year for your lies.
What lies? I don't tell lies.
Hasn't it, Scott? What every lies? Week, lies. Mm. Like, even this space thing. Do you know what? I believe that what? You don't... I believe that you think that people have been to space. I actually believe that, right?
Also, I know they have.
Why lie last week, then?
What are you talking about? Who lied?
Mills, have a word.
Mills, did I say last week that no one's been to space?
I'm sitting out of this because I don't know who to believe.
Well, we're agreeing the same thing. You believe people have been in space?
I know they have been.
But why did you say it then?
Why did you say it last week?
I didn't say that.
Oh, do you know what?
When did I say this, Chris? Right, why are you trying to make me look like this?
This is not going to resolve itself, is it?
No, what's going on?
So does Charlie Sloth think anyone's ever been to space?
Of course I know they've been to space.
Real.
What do you mean? What's the debate here?
That one is no real.
Obviously. Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, but well, it's not. It's Charlie does believe people in the space, but last week he decided to lie. You lie. The 2016 New Year's resolution for Charlie Slough: no more lies.
What do you mean? Why would I even?
It's just
that?
Everything.
Is anyway.
Like even the people you say you've got coming up on your show.
Like, who have I lied about so far?
Barack Obama.
You said
Barack Obama was on my show.
You Beyonce.
Beyonce was on the thing.
Whoopi Goldberg. You
she
said.
Was there last
Whoopi
week.
Goldberg was on last week.
She
apparently.
Was on the show
okay,
last
wheel him
week.
Out. Wheel
Why
him out.
Are you wheeling me out?
I don't even care.
Donald Trump's
don't
on the show.
Care
this
about
week.
The score.
This week's all about Donald Trump live. Well, then,
unbelievable.
Why are you wheeling me out?
I mean, what? I mean, what a name to say as well. He's ridiculous.
Yes.
Sorry,
he is.
Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow is Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. Join us from 1 o'clock for all the breakups on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.